Jaguars Digital. Jaguars Digital.
Hand off to the right side of Corey Grant. There's some room for Corey. Into Colts territory, 45, to the 40, into the open field, to the 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Corey Grant has gone the distance and extended the lead for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Matt Castle drops the throw, throws it left side, that ball is
intercepted. Jalen Ramsey, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! A pick six for Jalen Ramsey, and the Jags are pouring it on the Tennessee Titans.
Jaguars Drive Time. Brian Sexton, John Osher, Ashlyn Sullivan. Jaguars Drive Time starts right now.
A beautiful morning here in North Florida. You'd hardly know there was a storm on the way looking at that shot over the St. John's River. There is, and we'll talk about it, amongst other things here on Jags Drive Time. Good morning, I'm Brian Sexton, along with John Osher. We'll introduce you to Ashlyn Sullivan in just a moment, but first, catch any traffic on the way in.
Well, no, it was great, and I'm assuming you're talking about the storm that's going over to Houston.
Oh, absolutely.
In the form of this team.
Yeah.
Week one, we're ready.
Hurricane Leonard, baby. We're going to talk a little bit about this.
There's
no doubt we're going to get to
zone.
That. But on a serious note now, this whole town, all of North Florida, has been trying to adjust to the track and how it's changed. It's been really steady if you followed it at all, and we're sure that you have. It's changed a little bit here. Looks a little better for us as far as I'm concerned at this point. I'm not a meteorologist, and I play one in the office.
Yes,
I do play one in the office. I'll give you that. But for the
most part,
yeah. Well, Mike Bursch is my hero.
That's right.
I mean, just leave it on that. But when you look at the traffic on I-95 and the gas things covered, I mean, it's serious business, and it's impacted this football team this week.
It's a really surreal. We've done this long enough, Brian, where we've dealt with the team doing things around life, so to speak. I was in Indianapolis in 01, 9/11, they canceled games. So you're used to life events impacting on this. But it's always surreal because in the NFL, teams, people who cover it, and I think I speak for players and coaches, they're so insulated.
Right.
And it's all routine. And it's all life takes a back seat Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You have your same schedule. You're 11:30 practice. You're doing this. And you can really lose sight of the outside world. And something like this, when you do see real life and you see the news and real life and football intersect, and life is obviously more important, but it does cause a much different feel and preparation for us, so I can only imagine what it is for the team.
How's your house? Did you get everything done? Or is Sherry doing it all?
Sherry's doing it all, and you know, it's never a happy situation at home, Brian, a situation like this, because it's always...
As long as you fill the car with gas.
Right.
As long as you pick up some water, or fill it from the tap at home.
Most things that happen at home are my fault, Brian. So
you don't even bother with the credit.
It never goes well. I'm usually making a mistake here and there and apologizing. A lot of apologizing goes on in my home, bro.
Okay. Well, hopefully over the next couple of days, you're not apologizing
too much. Everything's done. Everything's in the garage.
Ready to go.
So as prepared as you can be, we're prepared.
All right. Let's bring in Ashlyn Sullivan, third member of our team here on Jags Drive Time, every Monday and Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Significantly younger than us. I believe you live in an apartment, right?
I am in an apartment,
so are you ready?
Kind of. I didn't realize how big of a deal this was until my dad called me freaking out, hence me being a young 22-year-old.
Wait, you're from South Florida, right? Fort Lauderdale?
I am, yes.
And you didn't realize this was a big deal. I'm from Kansas. I know this is a big deal. How's that possible?
Because the media plays it up. I was like, it'll be fine.
Right. Blame it on
the
media.
From dad.
Fake news? Hashtag fake news?
Exaggerated
news. Right.
Exaggerated
news. That's a new term for you folks right here on Jags Drive Time. We start the show every Monday and Friday with big things, and no better person to bring them to you than Ashlyn. So what's big thing number one?
Well, obviously with Hurricane Irma quickly approaching the coast of Florida, the Jaguars organization is going to Houston on Saturday afternoon regardless of the storm. And now they don't know when they're going to be able to get home on Sunday night, if they are even able to do so. Now, I can imagine, guys, it's going to be kind of hard to focus on football with all that going on.